This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. All right. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We talked in great detail last night about what is going on, or at least as, you know, great details we can do from halfway across the world from Seattle, basically. Not quite halfway, but it's the distance between where we are, which is New Hampshire, and Seattle, where there is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And I have not heard that it has been taken down, so I presume that it is continuing. You had asked me about this earlier today, Nobody, as far as, you know, if we had talked about it last night on the show, so I guess it's interesting to you as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I don't agree with their politics, but, you know, kicking the government out is a great idea.
Yeah, and that's where that's where I was coming from last night on the show, because Mark was acting like, oh, well, which side do you pick? He doesn't want to pick either because he sees them both as bad, and there's no doubt, you know, I don't want to be in a commune. I don't want to live that particular lifestyle. But I support, you know, I said that I support the idea of upending the status quo, even if it's people who are doing it in a way that will probably have differing goals than I do. Mm-hmm. If we share the same goal in one area, I'm willing to work with those people in that one area.
Absolutely, because, you know, not everybody is going to do anarchy the same way, you know? So if there isn't a government forcing a one-size-fits-all solution on everybody, then you're going to have areas where people are more socialist, and you're going to have areas where people are more capitalist, and you're going to have areas probably that are, some areas will probably be patrolled by the KKK, but other areas will be patrolled by the Black Panthers, you know? And that not every place has to be the same.
Yeah, well, that's what makes life interesting.
Places can be different. That was the whole idea of federalism. And there's something to be said for a return to that, so that if you don't like the way things are in the place where you are, there's someplace else to go that's different.
Yeah, choices are good.
Yeah.
We like choice in the marketplace. We like choice when we can go. I mean, most of us do, right? Like, we like the idea of being able to go to a grocery store or any other store and have more than one option on the shelf as far as different types of things that we can choose. And so why shouldn't the places we live be the same? Yeah, obviously there are differences between cities. Clearly, you know, there's one street looks different from another, right? But from the political aspect, all of us cannot get along. It's quite clear that in the United States, people can't agree with one another on things, and they should stop trying. This whole experiment has been a failure.
I mean, I think it's probably better than, in a lot of ways, than King George, but, you know, it's worse in some ways than King George, too.
I mean, so what exactly experiment are we referencing?
The United States.
The United States.
Yes.
Okay. So, democracy.
Well, I mean, democracy had been experimented with prior to the United States. It was a failure every time.
Yeah,
I mean, it never really worked out.
I mean, the whole idea of trying to keep all these disparate groups united in some way under one banner, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting because we've got a democracy that, you know, is almost like, well, we have to be the same. Like, there's enough similarities that you end up with the sameness everywhere.
What do you mean by that, the sameness?
Like,
the cities are definitely not the same as the countryside.
No, maybe not. But there's, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this, but There's okay, so maybe there is some differences between the different states and cities and things,
right.
But there's a lot of sameness too, and you end up with two sides, and it's not there's not really this diversity that you might find.
When you say sameness, do you mean like the fact that you can go to a McDonald's in any place, or like what do you mean when you say
laws,
sameness?
You know,
laws.
One,
okay.
One place, I mean, passes a
there
law.
There wasn't a single state with legal weed for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Now there is. There isn't a single state where the drinking age isn't 21.
Right. It's true. You get one state that does something, or one city that does something, and then everybody else copies it.
But a lot of that also has to do with the federal government. So, for instance, you mentioned
absolutely.
The drinking age.
Some of it is.
The drinking age specifically was compelled by the federal government. So that unifying violent force that rules over all of the United States is definitely a major factor in the sameness that you're talking
absolutely.
About. If they were gone, then you would definitely see a more variety between the places.
Yeah, we probably would see more variety, but I don't necessarily know that we would. I don't necessarily know that would entirely solve the problem.
Well, no, of course that wouldn't solve the problem of the existence of the state.
No,
right?
But. It's also a problem that you have whether you have people on the right or you have people on the left, they support the state effectively.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So we don't end up
that's the ultimate problem.
Right. And we don't end up with we don't end up with options. I don't know that we would just automatically end up with options just because we got rid of it.
You would have options.
Because the
you
people
would have
are
50
still,
different options if
think,
they all had were, you know, their own individual
but
nations. Or maybe there'd be fewer
there's
than
enough
50.
Similarity within the United States that we would still end up with a lot of a lot of the sameness.
Maybe. Rather find out.
I would too, but I don't necessarily. I don't necessarily know that in and of itself it would work. We have.
If you could get rid of the federal government, that would work at getting rid of the federal government, right? We're talking about a world in which that can be possible.
Yeah, I mean,
where and at some point, whatever the reason is for it going away, whether it be Adam Kokesh getting elected and taking it apart from the inside, which isn't likely, or because it just simply fails, right?
Sure.
As all governments do over time.
I think it's a first step before you get to something that might work. But like right now, and the federal government to a large degree is also inhibiting diversity in that we have immigration laws and things of that nature.
Sure.
But if you look at the world as a whole, the United States has for a long time kept Chinese immigrants out. They've kept Muslims out. They've kept different groups out.
No, so from what I understand, they're keeping everyone out due to the whole COVID thing.
Well, right. And so, but over time, we've ended up with a society in the United States that is more similar than different. And so we don't really have large groups of people to control any one state that are, I would say, more of a minority or that might go in a different direction with stuff.
I think you definitely have a lot of political diversity in terms of what people
yeah
want.
I think you're underplaying this, Chris. I think if you look at the significant differences, for instance, between Bible Belt states and California and the West Coast states, you see some tremendous differences between culture and the kind of people who are living in those places. So
sure,
that would absolutely manifest in the governments
about,
that they have.
You're talking about we have 50 states, right? We don't have 50 different sets of laws. We have two sets of laws. It's one for the red and one for the blue. And there's a little bit of some difference
really
in there,
nice.
But
there's
a lot
of the homogenizing force there, though, is the rigged political system where pretty much all political power is divided between the Democratic and Republican parties, and they've rigged things so that other parties, like the Libertarians and the Greens, aren't able to compete. They've also rigged the media and bought up the media to the point where nobody in the media can talk about anything other than Democrats or Republicans. So I think there's a lot of artificial skullduggery at work in the lack of diversity that we see in terms of what's actually implemented.
Yeah, and I think you'd see it getting to become, the difference would be more stark between the geographic areas, absent the federal government, this sort of, as I said, this unifying, depressive force. You would see, I think, more migration, right? More people knowing that they could really have a greater impact in, say, Texas and be around more people who are like them and not have the people from California trying to force their viewpoint on them through the federal government, you'd start to see more differences becoming clear. One state would have legal abortion, the next one wouldn't. One state would put the Bible in their schools, the next one wouldn't, and you'd start to give people choices like that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can weigh in here and share your thoughts, plus the people who've taken over in Seattle, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, as we talked about last night, they've got a list of demands, and, well, we can get into that coming up as well. Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. And tonight in that studio, it's me, Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
So we've got the list of demands from the folks who have taken over the Capitol Hill, what they're calling the Autonomous Zone in Seattle. We can get into that coming up here. We're also just kind of talking about the idea of getting rid of the federal government and what would things look like in a future where the states could kind of go their own way.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect you'd see some federations, right? Like maybe the West Coast states would come together and they'd have their own Pacifica or something like that. Texas would probably do its own thing, and who knows what else would pan out. But we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. Want to make sure you know about Intercoin, because whatever it is you're looking to do, maybe you've got your own society that you want to create, or you've already got something put together and you want to get cryptocurrency involved in it, Intercoin can do a lot of pretty neat things. They've got programmable coins, for instance, that are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchase coins can contain rules that govern how they're to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. We go to Brian calling us from Fremont, Washington, which apparently is in the Seattle area. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I am calling you from the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I'm set up at 12th and Pine, right on the corner out here, selling coffee, grilled cheese, and herbal cookies.
Really?
Come on down.
All right, well, it's a little far.
I wanted to see what the tax rate.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hike for me, but
Hold on.
Okay. So wait, what's the tax rate?
I wanted to come down and see what the tax rate was, because I had heard there was a charge for entering, yada, yada.
Right.
I will tell you, nobody hassled me to get in, and the tax rate here is zero. They have not asked for a cut of my profits at all.
Right, because the police are spreading the rumors. Of course, from them, it's official, right, when it comes from the police. So according to the police, the media is reporting this. The police are saying that there's checkpoints to go into the autonomous zone and that you have to show ID in order to get in and that they question you in order to get in.
Maybe,
and they're charging people.
Are they? Maybe that's only if you're in a police uniform.
That's the idea. they're trying to filter out cops. Isn't that right, Brian?
They're filtering out cops, and they're also trying to filter out, like, rabble-rousers.
What's it look like when you come up to one of these, entry points or checkpoints or whatever? Did they just pretty much ignore you, or did they stop and talk to you?
It looks like every concert I ever went to, you could go through the cattle gates, or you could just go for the open hole on the side.
Mm-hmm. And
so
you had no issue?
Around.
So you walked around, and you were fine?
Yep.
Now, do you live in this area, or are you visiting just to kind of check things out?
I live out in the ghetto of the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. And so
I made a bunch of food to bring down, feed everybody, and I got a $1 price tag on it just for fun. Anybody that asks actually gets it for free.
Oh, interesting, because I know that a lot of the lefties, they don't like money, for instance, or at least they claim that, and so they say that they believe in a gift economy, and I imagine that's, to some extent, that exists down there. What's it like there? Can you tell us some more about your experience so far?
Well, I definitely got to lay low being a handcap, that's for sure.
An anarcho. You mean an anarcho on the radio? We got to let you go. That can't go out. 855-450-FREE.
Wow.
That's 855-450-3733. But the most important part of his call was that he's there. Everything's fine. They did not stop him. They did not threaten him. They did not harass him, demand ID in order to get into the autonomous zone, which is counters what the police and the media have been saying. The police and the media have been claiming that there's a warlord there, and them that they're going around threatening people and trying to extort money, and there's just no evidence for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty extreme. I saw that Warlord piece and I thought it was parody.
Well, wow. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know, if it were true, then I mean, I'd hope we'd see some evidence of it, right? Like,
yeah.
Like I said yesterday, if somebody is demanding money to enter a particular gate or whatever, one of these checkpoints that they have up. Well, then it shouldn't be too hard to capture evidence of that. I mean, unless they're, like, literally going to shoot you, you could probably get video of someone trying to extort you for walking into a certain place.
Absolutely, especially if you're wearing a body cam.
Yeah.
Of course, you might have turned it off, you know.
If you're a cop. You
mean, yeah, maybe the cops have turned their body cams off so, you know, they can brutalize people at the border.
Well, I don't imagine the police are anywhere around the border. It sounds like they've evacuated this particular zone. Now, you know, where you start to find the police again outside the autonomous zone, I don't know. But I suspect they're not just standing right outside the gate. But if you're there and you can, you know, call in and tell us more without saying the F word on the air, then we'd be happy to tell you more or hear more from you about that. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. From what my roommate told me yesterday, he's got the business he works for is in Seattle, so he knows somebody who lives in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and he says that they report that everything's fine. People are going to work as they normally would, and it's just you don't have any police around.
That sounds nice to me.
It's interesting. I've been to this Capitol Hill. I actually stayed there for a couple of days at
conference.
So
is there like a convention center that's nearby?
No, actually, it was Bellingham, Washington, but we flew into Seattle and then
stayed the night, a couple nights
in Capitol Hill area, and it's kind of interesting because I have an idea of, like, what this is like, and there's skyscrapers all over, so it's like, or at least
there's a lot of business.
Yeah, there's a lot of business. Yeah. It's a very densely populated area. It's a city. And
isn't the city hall within this particular zone? Because what I understand is they took over city hall.
I don't know the
area. That's my understanding.
Well, but I do know what it's, you know, what it feels like to be in that area. And it's like just to think that, like, the police would give it up and not police it is, you know, that's
fascinating.
It's very fascinating.
Yeah, so we've been, like I said,
seems like not the area where I would want to do that, though.
Why not?
Because sooner or later they're going to take the skyscrapers back.
Well, the city doesn't care about the skyscrapers. They care about their headquarters, the police precinct that they abandoned.
Right.
They care about their property,
but
yours.
But the corporations have a lot of control, too, and they own the skyscrapers.
Well, so far it sounds like business is as normal. You can go to your job. They're not keeping people out.
It's true. It is. You know, it does actually make the question of, you know, if things are operating normally other than the police, it could be, you know, a danger to them to actually go into
the police.
Yeah, to the police, as far as, you know, keeping things operational.
Yeah, well, we've seen the police don't want to go into dangerous places. Yeah, Look at the school shootings where the cops stay outside and they wait and they wait and they wait.
Broward's coward.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have the list of demands. It's a lengthy one from the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next three decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord call inline rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us in the studio. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And I want you to know about the AnyPay Cash Register app. They've got some cool features that make it super easy to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Go to download it at your favorite app store, Google or Apple. They've got it there. AnyPay Cash Register. Get it installed at your point of sale and then set it up. It's super easy. You just put in your crypto wallet addresses in the back end and you're done. I mean, it literally is the fastest system you'll ever set up in your store. Like credit cards, man, that takes days to get, you know, weeks maybe to get a credit card merchant account put together. This is like 5 minutes, 10 minutes for the AnyPay Cash Register app. Go grab it online or just go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. So, do you guys want to get into the list of demands here? I mean,
yeah, I'd definitely like to hear it.
It's kind of, if you've been around protest movements like Occupy Wall Street, for instance, and I think, Nobody, you went to a little bit of that. I definitely went to some of it here.
Yeah, I was at a little bit.
In Keene, and, you know, if you've seen these lists before, then this will sound somewhat familiar. It's what you would expect to be put together by some radical leftists. basically. And so let's get into it here. This is the post from Medium.com, posted by a username called Free Capitol Hill. So we don't know who is behind this particular list, but they are claiming to represent, quote, the demands of the collective black voices at Free Capitol Hill to the government of Seattle, Washington. In credit to the people who freed Capitol Hill, this list of demands is neither brief nor simplistic. This is no simple request to end police brutality. We demand that the city council and the mayor, whoever that may be, implement these policy changes for the cultural and historic advancement of the city of Seattle and to ease the struggles of its people. This document is to represent the black voices who spoke in victory at the top of 12th and Pine after 9 days. That's what the guy was calling from 12th when he called just a moment ago. The 12th and Pine after 9 days of peaceful protest while under constant nightly attack from the Seattle Police Department. These are words from that night, June 8th, 2020. So presumably this is one of those collective events that they have. I don't know if you experienced this, Nobody, when you were at the Occupy thing, but they have these certain organizing methods that they use to take a large crowd and to attempt to take input from multiple members of that crowd.
Yeah.
So they have certain techniques. I suspect that was what was going on here.
Yeah, like basically one person yells something and then everybody else repeats it.
That's one of the things that they do.
I found it creepy.
Yeah, it's weird. It's one of those kind of culty, lefty organizing things, but it's the way they do things. And they also, instead of applauding, they will do like a jazz hands kind of thing. I don't know if you remember that. And the idea there is it doesn't make noise, right? So
right.
Keep having a conversation. So going on here, for ease of consideration, we've broken these demands into four categories: the justice system, health and human services, economics, and education. Given this historic moment, we'll begin with our demands pertaining to the justice system. Number one, and this is in bold, the Seattle Police Department and attached court system are beyond reform. We do not request reform. We demand abolition. So they say further, we demand the city council and mayor defund and abolish the Seattle Police Department and the attached criminal justice apparatus. This means 100% of funding, including existing pensions for Seattle police. So getting rid of the pensions for the police.
Good luck.
I support that, though. I mean, that's great.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah, I would support it, too, but good luck.
Yeah. At an equal level of priority, we also demand the city disallow the operations of ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, inside the city of Seattle. All right, I'm on board with this one.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have anything.
No complaints there.
I'm down.
It's going to be hard for them to abolish. Like, the Seattle government could probably abolish the police department. That's probably within their purview. But I suspect the courts are state-run. They're probably not. I mean, I don't know exactly how Washington's court system works, but generally the courts are a state apparatus. They'll have a district court probably in the city of Seattle. They may even have more than one, right? They may have like a north and south district court in Seattle, but those are likely run by the state government. So that's going to be a tough one for the Seattle government to abolish.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that works either.
They would have to set up some sort of militia in order to defend their turf if they wanted to go outside of that system.
Well, supposedly they are. The redneck revolt people are apparently on the ground. I don't know if you're familiar with these guys and gals, but they are kind of they're a hard left gun rights group. They will come out and they will show guns. They will openly carry, and apparently people are open carrying within the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. So,
well, that's good.
So
I mean,
I was under the impression that was a right wing, you know.
Well, no, there are left wing gun groups. There's the Huey Newton Gun Club. And Huey Newton, of course, was one of the founders of the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers was an armed and disciplined force. They were one of the most disciplined militias that I've ever
seen.
Were they
left?
In
footage. Oh, yeah. They were left. Okay.
They were left in a lot of ways, yeah.
Okay.
But the
but these are groups who realize the value of bearing arms.
Yeah, and even Mao Zedong said all political power flows from the barrel of a gun.
That's right.
And here's
Karl Marx said, under no pretext must the working man be debarred the use of arms, and that this must be resisted by force if necessary.
So is this collectivist kind of arms, or is this individual arms? Because the right is individualist
arms. All arms are individual. When one guy is carrying
them. Well, right, but
are you asking who owns the guns?
Yeah, I mean, effectively, like you could potentially have a left wing militia that doesn't believe that individuals should have the guns, but the militia as a group, you know, has.
You may have that belief, and I don't know exactly what I'm curious about
because otherwise it comes off as.
You may want to look up Redneck Revolt and see. We've talked about them. It's been years, though, on Free Talk Live, so I can't speak to exactly what their belief system is about who should be able to have guns. But I'm pretty sure. I don't want to go out on a limb with that, but I would say check out the Redneck Revolt people because they are supposedly there in Seattle. But so far, number one, we're on board. I think we're all in agreement that number one, abolish the police department and abolish the courts. Man, that'd be great if they could do that, and I hope that it happens. Number two on their list of demands, in the transitionary period between now and the dismantlement of the Seattle Police Department, we demand that the use of armed force be banned entirely. No guns, no batons, no riot shields, no chemical weapons, especially against those exercising their First Amendment right as Americans to protest. Can't really say I disagree. I presume they're referring specifically to the behavior of the police, because obviously they support guns because they're inviting people to defend the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone with weapons.
I mean, yeah, you do have to wonder if they're not just trying to, create their own. Dictatorship or, I don't know.
The Marxists are probably working on a dictatorship of the proletariat.
Oh, yeah, they're going to want their own government system. I mean, these probably are not true, anarchists who actually want to abolish the
I mean, they're saying this, but they're not telling you what they're going to put in place of it, and it's almost certainly going to be the case that they're going to put something in place that...
You better believe it.
Is some sort of... messed up, and I think if we continue this list, I think they're probably going to get to some of the.
Oh yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, they're going to talk about what they want. So this is what they want to take down, right?
Right.
So far,
right.
But yeah, they're going to talk about what they want to.
They're not really talking about abolishing the police. They're talking about abolishing police they don't control.
Correct. They're talking about abolishing the police as they know them. And then what will it look like if they get their way? Well, we'll continue here. Number three, we demand an end to the school-to-prison pipeline and the abolition of youth jails. Get kids out of prison, get cops out of schools. We also demand the new youth prison being built in Seattle currently be repurposed. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the school-to-prison pipeline is basically saying the prison-to-prison pipeline, because that's all schools really are. They're just a day prison, an indoctrination center for young people. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More of the demands coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. You want to weigh in on the list of demands. Now, we haven't really gotten into the disagreements too heavily here yet in the demands, but that'll be coming. We're going to get to that here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And want to say thanks to Nick C., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Nick is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations. Bring new internet listeners on board with the program. Just got the news this week that Cigar Dave is ending his talk show. And longtime talk radio listeners will recognize that name, probably. People that don't know anything about talk radio, never heard of him, but he was a relatively popular weekend show that, you know, talks about cigars and things like that, I guess. And he's ending his show at the end of this month, which means that now is a good time for Free Talk Live to come in and potentially replace that program on upwards of 250 radio stations. So I'm smiling and dialing during the daylight hours. If you happen to have a local talk station that is airing Cigar Dave, then you might want to give them a call and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live when they replace him, which will be coming up within the next couple of weeks. So by the end of this month, his show is done. He's calling it quits. He's going to, like, do a podcast or something like that, because that's what a lot of these radio guys are doing. They're tired of of the daily schedule. They're tired of, well, in his case, it's just once a week, but they're tired of having the sort of the regular schedule where they have to be in a place at a certain time, and podcasting allows them to kind of do their thing whenever they want. So kudos to him for calling it quits. It's opportunity for Free Talk Live, and so the AMP program helps make that possible. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Also, one of the things the AMP program pays for is we got this guy who is like an industry veteran. His name is Skip. And he helps kind of represent Free Talk Live to a lot of program directors. I mean, I call hundreds of radio stations. That's kind of what I do during the day. But it's nice to have a guy who's been around for a few more decades than you. He knows some people that we don't. And so he actually was the affiliate representative for the Cigar Dave show. So I was able to reach directly out. He told me about it happening in the first place. So I got the heads up from him. And then he handed me the affiliates list from Cigar Dave. So I actually have the actual list of stations.
Nice.
That's a hard thing to get a hold of, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, usually we don't get more than like a couple stations out of if some show goes away that's got like a 200 station roster, we might get two or three of them or something like that, so we'll see how it goes. But thank you to everybody for amping the show, like Nick C. at amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been sharing with you the medium.com piece, ostensibly written by a group of people in the Seattle Autonomous Zone, or what they're calling the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And they're going through their list of demands, and it's going to be a lengthy one, which means we'll have plenty of things to talk about, because there's going to be a lot of disagreements, I imagine, coming up here. But first, the ones we agree with are right up front. Abolish the police department in Seattle. Okay, cool. What will it be replaced with? Well, that's, I imagine, where people are going to have some pretty significant disagreements on how that should look. But that's not where we're at in the document, so let's go on. So he says, we demand, this is number four, or whoever writes this, we demand that not the city government nor the state government, but that the federal government launch a full-scale investigation into past and current cases of police brutality in Seattle and Washington. As well.
Trump's the guy they want running that?
Right?
Have they thought this out?
Clearly not.
As well as the reopening of all closed cases reported to the Office of Police Accountability. In particular, we demand that cases particular to Seattle and Washington be reopened where no justice has been served, namely in the cases of IOSA. They then give a long list of names of individuals who I'm sure were likely harmed in some way by the Seattle PD.
Yeah. You know, the problem with this is there's a reason that, you know, once you've been tried for something and, you know, found not guilty, that you can't be retried.
Right. It's called double jeopardy.
Yeah.
But then again, a lot of cops never get indicted for their crimes.
This is
so
true.
They're not,
those, I guess
they're
in
not
those
protected
cases,
by double jeopardy.
I guess in those cases. But I don't know. It still feels like, you know, you got to think about this twice, because if, you know, you can do this to somebody else can do it to you.
Mm.
So they go on. They say, we demand reparations for victims of police brutality in a form to be determined. Now, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. People who have been brutalized by the police, for the most part, don't even get an apology.
Yeah.
They don't get the, you know, they don't get the door replaced that got busted in when the, you know, the drug raid happened or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't get their dog back, who gets shot to death during the raid, and their loved ones, of course, they're killed. They don't come back either.
The reparations should be coming probably from, you know, assuming that.
From the officers.
From the officers. But I was thinking, if they're going to have pensions, they should be coming from their pensions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
It's a great idea.
It's the pension fund.
Well, yeah, they talked about getting rid of the pension funds. That's a perfect thing to use that money for.
Right. Right.
Give it to the people that these police harmed. Number six, we demand that the city of Seattle make the names of officers involved in police brutality a matter of public record. Anonymity should not even be a privilege in public service. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Any level of protection of identity that these people who work for the government are receiving, and they get it. Like a lot of times a cop will do a thing. Somebody will witness something on the streets. They'll see the police behaving badly. The news will get out about this thing that happened, or it'll get out on social media or something like that. And then the police won't identify the officer involved.
Mm.
You have no way of actually pulling up the case. You have no way of, finding out what was actually happening. They keep it close to their chest. They wrap the thin blue line around that officer, and they protect him.
I know what you're saying, but that information, it does, you know, usually you'll be able to get it with a lawyer and a lot of, wrangling through various requests, legal requests and things. But yeah, it is kind of bizarre that, you know, they will refuse initially.
Right. They try to protect them as long as they can.
Right.
Yeah. Eventually, if you hammer away enough, you could probably find out who the cop is. But they put all the walls up. You know.
Oh yeah.
You gotta fight. Just
whereas,
information.
You know, anybody else involved, you know, anybody arrested, they're on the list the next morning. Their names are there with, you know, no effort.
Oh, they're
pushing those.
They have no problem trashing the reputations of people who, you know, aren't even really guilty of anything other than, public. I mean, effectively, they're trashing people's reputations who didn't even commit crimes in many cases.
Yeah.
Number 7, we demand a retrial of all people in color currently serving in prison, a prison sentence for violent crime by a jury of their peers in their community.
Wait, what?
They want a retrial for all people of color currently serving a prison sentence for violent crime by a jury of their peers in the community. So if you were already put on trial and found guilty and you're in prison, then they want you to have a retrial.
But not if you're white.
But only if you're a person of color.
Huh. Right.
Yeah, according to that.
It's, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of laws that treat people differently by race.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, you know, this is an interesting question because, you know, when they put these, you know, trials or these jury trials together, assuming you're even going to get a jury trial, or you got any kind of real trial, because most of these are
a lot of plea deals.
You know, plea deals, not actual conviction. I mean, they're convictions, but only because people were effectively forced into pleading guilty because they can't defend themselves.
Know any
they don't have the means to defend themselves.
Right.
They don't have the, you know, mental capacity to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not even necessarily people who are, you know, poor, but just even wealthier people don't necessarily have the I mean, when I say wealthier, I mean like middle class, don't have the means or the knowledge to defend themselves.
Yeah, I don't think that the general concept, I mean, because I agree with you, nobody, there shouldn't be this qualifier of people of color. That's not fair. There's been all kinds of people who have been wrongfully targeted and persecuted by the police. And I presume that's what they're referring to here, is the idea that the corrupt police are going to manufacture evidence. Mm-hmm. They're going to twist people's arms into taking plea deals and things like that. And so from that perspective, there are probably a lot of people sitting in prison who didn't do the thing that they were accused of doing. And
I absolutely agree with that. I just think the races should be treated equally.
I agree.
Just as, you know, it is likely that some of the people who are unjustly imprisoned are white.
Yeah, and they lose people, and I understand they may not care about that, but they lose potential supporters when they go this direction.
It's not even really a jury. Like assuming we even had juries, right? In practice, maybe a very small percentage, but they're not of your peers.
No,
I mean when you're poor, are there poor people in the jury?
Probably not. No,
when you're black, are there mostly black people in the jury?
Most cases, no.
No, I mean it's always they always like to exclude the people who might actually have some sort of sympathy for somebody who's up on the stand, and so you get this very unfair system. Even when things are I don't know if fair is quite the right word, but even when you get a jury, you don't get if you're right, if you're 100% right, and there's clear, undeniable evidence, you still only have a 50% chance of winning.
Yeah. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty more time coming up and plenty more demands to get through as well here, and we'll see how heated the discussion gets. You're also welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.